Well, there's been some heavy concerns on people's hearts during the last week. And as Lynn said, there are forces out there that don't want us to win. Amen? But our God's bigger than all that. And the psalmist in Psalm 6 is talking to the Lord about all those things that are coming upon him. And I think some of us felt a kindred spirit with the psalmist as we read the psalm this morning, because we've been facing some similar situations. And we just wonder, what's going on, God? You're doing some shaking up in this earth right now. And in verse 4, the psalmist makes this positive statement. Yahweh, return to me and deliver my life, because I know your faithful love is toward me. And we all need to have a positive thought and a positive word in our hearts, and then say that, speak it with our mouths to bring it to pass. Amen. The New Living puts it this way: return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Not because I'm faithful, not because I've kept all the Ten Commandments, but save me because of your faithful love toward me. The Message says it this way, and I always get a kick out of the Message translation. Break in, God, and break up this fight. If you love me at all, get me out of here. Eugene Peterson wrote that Bible so he could explain the Bible to his children. I think he did a pretty good job on that verse. And the American Standard says, return, O Jehovah, deliver my soul. Save me for thy loving kindness sake. Again, not because of me, but save me because of you and your plan for my life. I was reading some Facebook posts, and I kind of like Mark Sharona. I've known him for a long time. Maybe some of you have come across some of his writings or some of his teachings. And Mark has a real gift in the body of Christ, because he reaches back and looks at writings of those people who've gone before us, the old saints, the saints of old. And many times he'll post something about what one of them has said. And this time he wrote St. Patrick's Prayer. Now this is the St. Patrick, okay? St. Patrick. And I could not believe that this was written. And what did we find out? Centuries ago. But how perfect this prayer is, and how St. Patrick had a relationship with God, that intimate relationship, because if he didn't have it, he couldn't have written this prayer. And he says, I'm going to just read a portion of it because it's a long prayer. You'll probably, in the next few months, you'll hear the whole thing from me, because I'm taken with it. And I'm saying it every day right now for myself. But this portion says, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, and Christ when I arise. Amen. That's what it's all about. That intimate relationship that we see him. We're never alone. We see him, and he's with us all the time. And though we go through some hard things, Penny was saying to me this morning, she says, I just don't understand. Even pastors that we know and hear about are going through some really hard things. And I says, yes, we're all going through something, but that's to show us that Christ can be with us through those things. And as we go through things, then we can be a comfort to those who are going through things after us. Amen. I don't know what St. Patrick was going through when he wrote that prayer, but it ministers to me like, wow, I am in communion with this man. I can hardly wait to see him when I get to heaven, because I'm going to say thank you, because your prayer lifted me, because it showed me that Christ and relationship with him is what it's all about. Let's stand and let's say the verse from the New Living. Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love.